Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
You guys big on live action remakes? Does anybody do that other than Disney?
Good question.
Is there a How to Train Your Dragon live remake happening?
If there's one happening, I don't know about it. There isn't one currently.
I mean, remakes, it's harder to say. I definitely know other studios make live action versions of animated movies.
Yes, Dragon? Yes. Dragon is happening? Oh, having this door wide open is so convenient.
It's great. It's like having an extra person.
You don't have
to
even get up. Just yell, Ethan.
We can hear you.
Okay. Yes! Thank you. The situation is, and I've said this off the air multiple times. I'm just going to put it out there. It's really hot in the studio right now, and it's a building issue. We are in a big building, like a skyscraper building downtown. So it's not... We can't just fix it ourselves. You have to go through building management.
Yeah, they're doing a full assessment, which
that
I don't
sounds
know, maybe
like
that takes a couple months.
That sounds like bologna sausage to me. That sounds like a line that Trisha was given that she's like, she told us if we would pass out that it might speed up the process.
Which I was thinking about doing.
I'm okay with that. So we've got the door open. So Ethan's out there and he's participating in a more active place, but from out there. Lilo and Stitch has a remake coming out this Friday, and I'm really excited about it.
Live action?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, weird.
Have you seen the original Lilo?
I've seen enough of it to know what it is.
I didn't watch it for the first time until maybe 2 or 3 years ago.
Wow.
And I mean, it was came out when we were younger, so I could have watched it. I never did. I don't know why. But we will go. We've watched so many Disney movies, and we'll go back every once in a while and be like, you know, we've never actually watched that. Let's sit down and watch it. And Lilo and Stitch is a really cute story. I liked it a lot more than I thought I was going to. And it's funny to go back and watch. When did that come out? 2000? Early 2000s?
Yeah,
maybe?
Something like that.
Yeah.
It's funny to go back and watch the pace.
Is it slower?
Yeah. But I mean, it's just, it's like flat animation. I don't know how you would describe it. Like, the stuff that we grew up with is not Pixar.
Right.
Pixar is...
It's like original hand-drawn animation.
I think
not
so.
Computer-generated animation.
So, there's just a simplicity to it that I appreciate, but I don't know... I mean, my kids like that kind of... They'll watch those movies and they'll like them, but the story better be really good, because you can't do a bunch of other things in the movie that are, like, sensational to consume visually to cover up for a crap story.
Right.
And I'm just thinking, you know, going forward, I talked a couple weeks ago about Nate Bargatze says he wants to do what Walt Disney does. I think the article was like, he wants to be the next Walt Disney. I don't know that anyone gets to be like, I'm going to be the next Walt Disney. Like, Walt Disney didn't know that he was going to be the first Walt Disney that we understand him as. But who is out there right now telling really good stories? There is so much content to consume. There, you know, like, what is a TV show? What is the difference between a TV show and a movie? A movie seems like one episode of a TV show to me. Because if you watched, for instance, Game of Thrones, which my husband and I didn't watch Game of Thrones until Molly was born. I don't think we watched any Game of Thrones before she was born, but we would put everybody to bed between 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock. We'd feed Molly at about that time, put her in the bassinet in the room, stay upstairs, and we'd be able to watch like 3, 4, and then some of the, every once in a while you have a night where it's like 4 a.m. You're like, we have to know what happens next. I can't stop now. And you'd keep watching it because we'd be up for feedings anyway. But I mean, that would look amazing on a movie screen. What's the difference? And who is out there? Like, it seems like there's room for any story at all to be told.
Yeah, if you can afford to tell it. That's the problem, is that the budget for Hollywood is just not what it was.
Like, Hollywood's not even a thing, though.
No, it's not.
I mean, it's not. Yes, if you have the budget to tell it, but even the things that can break through don't have to be high budget like it used to be either. And you can kind of tell.
Yeah. The problem is, I think we may have discussed this last Wednesday when you were out, that Ben Affleck had a quote that he was saying, look, Hollywood's dying. California needs to do something about it. I just went to Universal Hollywood last year, got to see the huge backlots, the famous backlots. There was basically nothing happening on them. It's amazing. So in the midst of all of this happening,
were they all still on lockdown from COVID?
I mean, they might be. All of the transition to streaming and all that's been one move for the industry. But at the same time, they're really competing against TikTok. They're competing against short videos now. And so it's hard, like you're saying, you can tell any story, but you got to be able to capture people quick and hold them now.
What's old always becomes new again in one way, shape, or form. And our generation and the generations that have come after millennials really have grown up with this sort of on-demand lifestyle. We were talking earlier in the show about Napster and LimeWire. And that was like the idea that you could just have a song and play it and listen to it. Did you ever tape songs off the radio?
Yeah, I did.
Do that?
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
No, I was a nerd.
There are certain.
I would argue that we were the nerds. Well, but
I think you were.
You're
the cool
exactly
one.
Right.
Music nerd. But.
Okay. Yeah, there are times, and I think we've talked about this before, where there's a song that comes on now that it doesn't get played a lot because it was popular at the time and it hasn't made it through, you know. But if I hear it, I still hear the DJ talking at the end of it.
Trying to hit the post, and you're like, shut up, trying to make a recording of this. But then you get the DJ, like you're saying, that whatever iteration you had at home that you could listen to on demand on a cassette tape, you would listen to, you hear like a Smashing Pumpkins song, and at the end you know it was this particular DJ. Mm-hmm. Alice Q1041. Was it Q1041? Q1077. Alice was 1041.
Long gone stations.
The River.
Oh, yeah.
That was my favorite station. The River.
What if God was one of us?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Yes. Perfect example. Not Sophie B. Hopkins.
It's so weird being here now, too, because some of those DJs are in the building.
Joan Osborne.
Like Trish Gazelle.
Yes.
You know, she'd be on some of those recordings.
There's nothing like being at a radio station and having your show and being like, I used to listen to you when I was growing up. They're like, screw you.
Yeah, they're like,
shut
I don't want to hear that.
No, I don't really tell people that.
I do.
Can we cue up Chip Roy? I'd like to know what Chip Roy's saying there. I specifically remember on September 11th, when I was driving into school, I was a senior in high school, I heard about the planes hitting the towers because I was listening to Y98. School started at 8:20. I was standard issue pulling into the parking lot at 8:15. And I remember hearing the morning show guy, and I assume it was Guy Phillips, who was probably on at that time. I remember hearing him saying, you know, we're getting reports that there has been an airplane that struck one of the twin towers in New York City. And I mean, I remember, I'd love to go back. Someone has to have that, I bet, in this building. The broadcast from that day.
I bet Fred Bottomer has it.
I want to know. I need to go.
He keeps everything.
Because that's what I was listening to that day. And, you know, the radio for us was what we had. That's how you were exposed to anything. That's why people grew so close to radio stations with iconic brands like The Point. Because if you wanted alternative music, you listened to The Point, because that's how you learned about new alternative music. KSHE would be a great place. Both of those radio stations originally with Emmis, when 97.1 was owned by that, have just such passionate followings, because that's how you got exposed to things that were new or special, and it came with context. All of that information used to be wrapped up in listening to the radio. And now you can hear three notes of a song. You can hold your phone up while the music is playing in a supermarket. You can find out what that song is, pull it up on Spotify and play it on repeat to your heart's content. And then you can Google about the artist, and then you can find out where those concert tickets are. Like, all of that information has been pulled off of radio being a destination for that type of stuff. And you would think that that would dampen and diminish the relationship that people have with radio. But talk radio specifically, like I said, what's old becomes new once again. Podcast became a huge deal. Like, in my time in radio, podcast began to exist, blew up, and became huge. Everybody gets a podcast. And just because you have a podcast doesn't mean people listen. Like, you can.
That's very true.
Just because you have a radio show does not mean people listen. You have to earn the right to talk to those people every day. And I always say this when I was at retirement. The retirement advisor group thing last night. I was thanking the people who came there, who trusted our advice to come to this free event and to listen to what our partners at the retirement advisor group had to say. You like us, you put us in a preset in your car, you listen to us. You listen to us at 1:45 and Ryan's advocating for Thomas Massey and Chip Roy, and I'm saying pass the damn bill, and one of us made you mad, you push a button, we're gone. Just gone.
Don't do that, though.
No, don't. But the truth of the matter is, there are people who are listening to you, Ryan, and they're going, yeah, that's exactly what I think. And people listening to me who are going, Annie, that is exactly right. They think that the common sense resides completely with me, or common sense resides completely with Ryan. And what we get to do here is we get to be a live, accessible version of podcasts. The new generation who's been exposed to podcasts, oh, do you listen to podcasts? They're finding talk radio. And we are a podcast that's happening right now. And that's cool.
Yeah, and that's the difference, is that there's so much content out there. We're competing against everything in the entire world. But we're now.
And
that's our advantage.
And what was then is gone.
Yeah.
Unless you want to get the podcast.
you can get the podcast.
Yeah, then you can get it. Then you can get it as well. But I think that it's interesting, just from a content, when I'm looking at... So last night, I said this a little bit earlier. How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days came across. We have a Vizio TV. There's like a Vizio home. And it's just, here's all the stuff. Here are all your apps. We are a YouTube TV family, at least for now. It was $35 when I signed up. I think it's $110 now. It's unbelievable. I'm paying for YouTube TV now what I was paying for cable that I got rid of. And I still love the product, though. I'm a huge fan of YouTube TV. But we're sitting there. The Cardinals game got over. And, you know, got to have an app for that. The Cardinals game gets over. And How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days came across. And I was like, oh, we should watch that. We've talked about this on the air before, but I'm constantly looking for old movies that I can watch with my kids that I loved. Because you don't realize How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, probably late 90s, maybe. The whole movie is about Andy Anderson, who is... What's her name? What's her real name? I always forget her name.
I don't know that movie that well.
Kate Hudson,
yeah, and Matthew McConaughey are the two leads in that. But there are several movies that have them as lead. But anyway, I think this was the main one. But she writes for Composure magazine. It's basically Cosmopolitan, Cosmo.
Composure magazine.
But Composure magazine, and I'm like, so kids, once we used to read magazines. Like,
isn't that crazy?
The whole predicate of the movie is understanding like how big of a deal How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. Andy Anderson in How to Lose a Guy from 10 Days is the how-to author, journalist for Composure magazine. And like the entire premise of the movie is not something that my kids even understand. So they're like watching this like it's some sort of historical artifact. and just, you know, the lack of technology being infiltrated in people's lives and everything. It's fun to go back and watch these movies, and I'm always entertained at the movies, at least, that make it to resurge with my kids' generation, that the story still holds up with my kids. They still like the stories, because the stories are good. We watch a movie that's old, that doesn't have a super biting story, they're not paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
So now, it's like, it seems to me that we live in a time right now where it's the converse, where now everything is super stimulating. But the stories suck. There aren't... Did you see that this year they just passed a new rule at the Oscars, I believe? I don't think we've talked about this on this show. I saw it on Outnumbered. They passed a new rule, I believe it was with the Oscars, that the people voting I don't know if it's just for Best Picture or for all of it, are now required to watch all the movies?
No.
Yeah. Oh.
That makes sense, though. Those people have to watch a lot of stuff to vote, and they probably skip a lot.
That's... So, yeah. Like, what is good? I never wait for the Oscars to come around and be like, ooh, what do I need to watch? I just think it's all crap. I mean, like, the system, not the movies. And then every once in a while, I'll stumble into a movie that I remember 7 years ago getting a ton of hype, and I was like, oh, I'm sure it's great. And then I stumble into it, and I'm like, that was really a great movie. Like Harry Potter.
I don't think that won Best Picture.
I don't know. I watched them at the end of last year. Like, we're like, oh, fine, we'll do it. And I was embarrassed to tell people, like, do you know these Harry Potter movies are pretty good? They are good. I'm telling you right now.
Somebody listening now is like, I haven't heard about that.
No, for sure. What's there are about? People listening right now who have for Harry decades Potter. Now. Exactly. For decades now, I've been like, I've never seen a Harry Potter. I was that person at this time last year. And now I've seen them all. And we've watched them all at least two times, maybe three times. They're really good movies. It's a really good story. I did not turn into a devil worshiper for watching Harry Potter wizard movies.
Remains to be seen. Check yourself.
Before you wreck yourself. Yeah, I don't know. I just think that there's so much content that's available. I'm waiting for kids and young adults right now to learn to crave good content and to, like, especially moving far, far away from the, what lesson did we learn, children, when you watch some sort of movie? Like, what did you learn about yourself from having taken in this masterful piece of art in the form of film? I'm like, just tell me a really fun story about a magazine journalist who's trying to make a guy break up with her who is trying to win a bet by making a girl fall in love with him. It's magic.
Yeah, we just watched Mighty Ducks the other day.
Yeah, and good still?
Yeah, it's good. I mean, watching it as an adult versus when I was 8 or 10 or whatever it was, you're like, come on. You're on the front of Hockey Monthly.
But
you're just some borough in New York.
Don't you still watch it, though? And like,
whatever it was.
Don't you tap into something, though, that was yours?
Oh,
when
absolutely.
And aren't you, like, you gotta be, like, cool with that. Give that little thing inside of you a warm hug and live in it.
And the notes that it hits, you know it's going to do this, and then it's going to do this, not just because it's the Mighty Ducks and you've seen it, but because that's the plan.
Quack.
It's going to hit all
quack.
These things. But when it hits them, looking over at my kids, because they don't know, like, the formula, looking over at them, and they're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe he scored right at the end.
Holy cow, that is amazing. I'm glad
believe,
I stuck it
through.
They're
so excited.
He didn't hit the post.
You know what movie we just watched with our kids that I just completely revisited an enormous amount of disappointment? So next week, Thursday, I leave for Hawaii. We watched 2001 Pearl Harbor.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Space Odyssey.
Mm-mm.
2001 Space Odyssey.
No. 2001 Pearl Harbor. The opportunity to make that movie freaking awesome was right there in their palm, and they decided to tell a 2-hour, 30-minute love story with 30 minutes of action. Like, oh, and these people died, and it actually made me angry.
And 30 minutes of Aerosmith.
No.
Don't wanna close my eyes.
That's Armageddon, you goofball.
Ah, dang.
Not a historical event.
I thought that was that movie. I never watched that movie because I knew it was going to be pretty much Armageddon made into Pearl Harbor.
When you go back to looking, when you go back and you watch Pearl Harbor and you know that it was, the hype was so big for that movie. Mm-hmm. Ben Affleck, who just, like, I think he actually won World War II by himself after I watched that movie. I think it was just like, good thing we had him. Ben Affleck, Josh Hartnett, who's better looking than Ben Affleck, I might add, in this love story. I mean, I remember.
Not with each other.
No. They were best buds. The amount of that story that is centered around this love story is so patently offensive. I think about people who certainly would have been alive who at that time who fought in World War II. If they went there to, like, reflect on that moment in their life, like, they're owed an apology.
Uh-huh.
I'm glad to hear that because I never watched that movie. I heard that at the time that movie came out.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was panned so bad. I think the only thing it might have won is Hans Zimmer did great music for it. But, like, everything is dramatized. Every time love interests come in the scene, there's the beautiful Hans Zimmer music. It's like, okay. All right, we get it. It just, there's the Battle of Midway. My husband's like, we got to watch that next because that's like also similar time frame or whatever. But I think we're going to go back and be like, kids, sit down. We're watching Tora, Tora, Tora. So that's coming up
good.
Next.
Good.
You want to watch an old movie and a good story. That's a good story, a bad story. I don't know how you.
I don't know. What's that about?
Pearl Harbor.
Tora, Tora, Tora?
Yeah.
For sure, yeah.
I don't know that I've
seen
that
Tiger,
either.
Tiger. That's what the Japanese said when they launched the attack on Pearl Harbor.
No, I haven't seen that then.
Yeah, dummy. I didn't know that. Brad said that, like, obviously.
I told you guys I was a nerd.
I've never even seen the movie, let alone said, the reason for the title.
He said he was a nerd because he didn't record music on cassette tapes.
I was busy watching Tora, Tora, Tora.
Yeah, that's all right. At least somebody is doing some homework here. All right, let's take a quick break. YouTube live chat poll. How should the House GOP handle the big, beautiful bill? Ryan says, fight for more cuts. Brad and I say, pass Trump's bill. Fight after you get those tax cuts locked in. What do you say? Nanny Fry YouTube channel. Come weigh in. We'll be right back.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Work with our colleagues to deliver, but there's a long way to go. And I want to be very clear. We've got to deliver on what we're talking about, or we're not going to be able to get the bill done.
Chip Roy talking about getting the one big, beautiful bill done. I think he would just say right now it's one big bill. I don't know if he's got the beautiful in it. You know what they say about Chip Roy? He puts the beautiful in big, beautiful bill. I don't know if anyone's ever said that before. I'm waiting to see what happens here. I am not at all bothered by the back and forth, the arguing, the jockeying, the posturing. It doesn't bother me at all. This is how it's done. And it's a very open and public way to make the sausage. But folks, it's happening right in front of you. You're getting to see the people's business being done in front of the people. It doesn't happen like this in other places around the world. This is actually beautiful and special that we get to observe this, that people can be really fired up, that people can disagree in really, really strong ways in a civilized fashion, in our nation's capital, fight and claw to make sure that they get what's best for their constituents, what they really feel is right and good for them. And at the end, it shakes out. Not everybody is super happy. Not everybody is super upset. It's a compromise. That's the way it gets. That's the way when stuff gets done, the way it gets done. And it's not a pretty process. But if you want a pretty process, just, you know, go follow the monarchy in the United Kingdom or something. Like, that's not what we do here. And there's nothing wrong with that. When people talk about, I get so annoyed when people are like, all politicians are crooks, and they're all, and I've said this many times before, I'll say it again. How many people out of the 538 people in Congress can you name? Chances are you name all of the people who are in front of television cameras quite a bit. You probably can't name, I don't know, you people are smart, but if you went to like the store and you asked people to just write down, like, how many people in Congress can you name? There are a lot of people who could name zero.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people would probably slap you for even walking up and asking that question in the store.
Yeah.
I'm trying to shop here.
Kind of matters on which store you're going into. It's just important to understand that we have such a microscope on the process, but we get to watch the process, and that is a good thing. That is a good thing. And also, we have all forms of media, of course, that are taking in each and every passing second. The Congress folks, has anyone ever said that before? Congress folks.
Congress folks.
So gross. Congress folks. Congress people.
You gotta really get down in the throat for the L. Congress folks.
That's what I'm gonna call them until they pass this dang bill. That's what
Next time you go to D.C., call folks. Them all that to their face.
Hi, folks.
Like, oh, we'll do it. Just stop.
That's Annie. She's back. She calls people Congress folks.
Oh, I got to write something down here.
To remember next time you go talk to Mike Bost?
No, I just can't say that on the air. I want to play this clip because in the midst of everything that is happening, every passing second, we have people whose job it is to relay that information to us. Now, I got no problem with people out there relaying information, as we do. I am not a reporter. I would not call myself a journalist. I'm a commentator. I'm watching the world spin and commenting on it as it happens. And you listen to this show because you agree with what I say, or you listen to the show because you disagree with what I say, and you like to engage your thought process and think for yourself. Amen to that. The Jake Tapper thing, I asked this a little bit with DeRoy Murdoch when we spoke to him at 105. The Jake Tapper situation, I think, is potentially devastating, not just for Jake Tapper, but also for CNN.
We're back with breaking news in our politics lead and a brand new excerpt from my upcoming book with Axios's Alex Thompson. It's called Original Sin. I'm not sure if you've heard of it. It's on Biden's decline. It's called Original Sin. I'm sure you've heard on May 20th. That's Tuesday. Original Sin. That's coming out in 3 weeks. On May 20th, that's just 19 days away. In 1 week and 1 day. Coming out in just a few days. Comes out Tuesday. You will not believe what we found out.
So this is Jon Stewart. Reacting.
Don't news people have to tell you what they know when they find it out? Isn't that the difference between news and a secret?
I mean, the point that he's making here, like, I was annoyed, but I'm Jake Tapper always looks like he got called into work from vacation. Do you know what I'm saying? He's always like not really happy to be there. Annoyed, bothered by work. But it makes sense because when he's not at work, I guess he's writing books about the things he's not telling the American people on his show. I mean, this guy is a journalist, and Jon Stewart calling him out is great.
You won't believe what we found out. No, that's why I'm watching. Breaking news! In a week. Now, I don't know how the rest of the country is feeling about this book coming out, but I know New York is hyped. How do you pivot from excitedly promoting your anchor's book to somberly and respectfully promoting your anchor's book?
So Jon Stewart's setting up here a montage, which I'm going to play for you, because you got to remember, as indicated there in the first montage that they played, for weeks they've been talking about this book coming out. For weeks. And then, oh, unfortunately, or fortunately, depends on how you look at it, last weekend we found out that the president has cancer. So how do you continue to promote the book while also being in the presence of this cancer diagnosis?
Biden's health was very much in the news even before the cancer diagnosis was announced on Sunday. That's because of a new book by CNN's Jake Tapper.
This was already going to be a tough week, and this makes it much harder. And that is a reference to the fact that our colleague Jake Tapper and Alex Thompson have a book that's set to publish on Tuesday.
This very tough news, this very challenging news, and at the same time, the backdrop of our colleague Jake Tapper's book with Alex Thompson coming out this week.
It's so hard. It's such a difficult time. So unfathomable in terms of the pain this family must be feeling. And yet, if you act now, and you use the code / tap that book, you will.
I mean, he makes a great point, and it's good to see that. I don't know that this is really a partisan thing. I don't know that the Democrats can afford to make this a partisan thing. They're going to try, but I think there's been a few people, like the Jamie Raskins of the world, they come out and they take a big red plastic bat, put down the yellow wiffle ball bat. We need the red one! We're taking a chopper at this. You know, it's the red bat that the little kids had to use.
Yeah, it's got a bigger barrel.
Yeah, but not the yellow one. That's for the grown-ups.
Yeah.
Get the red bat. We need to swing big. I think that in light of the news of the president's diagnosis that we should all pay respects to the president and forgo these conversations. No! 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 That's not... You can't tell us on the other side of the aisle politically that we're not allowed to talk about it when Jake Tapper on CNN is telling you that in weeks you can find out what happened and Jon Stewart is there calling him out. I commend him for that.
I know that we told you for 4 years that you couldn't talk about this. Now he's out of office. People started talking about it. But we want you to respect the continued not talking about it.
No, your games are over. You lost. You lost big. We're not playing by your rules anymore. You don't own the referees anymore. I mean, Jake Tapper was the referee. Jake Tapper was the guy who had an audience with the president who could have pushed him on these things. If you haven't heard it yet, Megyn Kelly sliced and diced Jake Tapper over his... really just, I said this word already once, but I'm going to say it again, abdication of his responsibilities. He just completely did not press the president on cognitive decline, on health, on mental stability. We hear regularly from folks in the media about whether or not Donald Trump is fit to be the president. We heard that in the first term. Remember, what was it? He took that mental fitness test, and it was like clock, TV, dog, wrench.
Yes, that was one of them.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, but he also had the time where he walked down the ramp kind of slow. People were like, uh-oh, he's dying.
He'll tell the story about that, too. He'll be like, the ramp was slick. I had a serviceman there who helped me because I didn't want to slip down and fall like President Biden did. And because he doesn't slip and he takes it slow, they're like, I don't know. I don't know if he's fit to serve.
The water bottle.
When he grabbed it with two hands that one time.
I mean, these people are insufferable. And the difference is now we get to be on this side of it where President Trump is back in office and we're like, guess what? We don't care.
The trust issue.
There has
voter.
Always been a mass trust issue because politicians, media, nobody does what they're supposed to do. Now, I say, for me, listen, he's 83. So he's a little stumbly. He's a little rumbly. I can't point to anything that he's done as that he did.
No, as that he's been running for his next 4 years.
But I'm saying, I want not you, But I want somebody to tell me, well, when did you know it was bad?
No.
If you knew, why did you wait?
Yeah. So can I just
get in
he
for
said
a second?
That it was after he moderated the debate.
I'm sorry, baby. Not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about if you're telling me that hundreds of people knew that he was not able to do his job, then where the hell was everybody?
No! You don't get to do that. You don't get to do that. Whoopi Goldberg sitting in the hen house at The View is like, why didn't anybody say anything? You guys just had him on.
And then multiple times they would talk to him.
He wouldn't finish a sentence, and Jill would be like, well, and she'd put her hand on Joe's forearm and explain things. Do you remember? First of all, we know that Joe Biden left the debate and walked out to Jill and said, I effed that up. I effed up, I think is what he said. And then, do you know what Jill did? They went out to their supporters on stage, and Jill goes, you answered every question. Whoopee! Right there! Like, that's when you know, and that was at the end of the first term. These people, I'm starting to think that maybe they are just dumb. Maybe it's not this big conspiracy where they're playing some sort of chat. I think some of them, at least, are just dumb. Because there's no, like, Whoopi is sitting there.
Those ladies are dumb. I can solve that for you.
Who saw this coming and didn't say anything? Well, you wouldn't know because it's called The View, because it's one view. And if you have anybody else, where's Joy Behar? Where's her cackling hen house of a view that just hates everything Donald Trump does and thinks that if it's anti-Donald Trump, then it's good. It doesn't matter what it is. That's just how she feels. That's how you get to the point where one of two things is happening. You're so dishonest that you think you can sit around that half circle of a table and say to the American people, who knew when and why didn't they say anything? In May of 2025, you have to be so deceptive to sit there and say that, or you gotta be really stupid. And I don't know at this point which one it is.
She starts the clip by saying, well, this was a complete drop of the ball by the media. And you're like,
if only we knew anybody.
What are you talking about?
If only we could find anybody.
You know, it's like they're racing to be the worst hypocrites possible about this. That Jake Tapper has made himself the focal point of everybody going, you knew, and now you're writing a book about it?
And you're saying, we'll tell you in weeks when you buy the book.
They all want your attention to say, yeah, this was bad. We want credit for it now. But how would we even know?
Point and laugh, people.
Man.
Point and laugh at them. We are a little teeny tiny operation in St. Louis, Missouri, on a regional radio station. We have been saying this, and not alone, for all of the years that Joe Biden was the president. Go back to the election going into 2020. We're like, there's no way. There's no friggin' way. And I know where I was sitting coming back from Effingham, Illinois, when Klobuchar and Kamala Harris and Pete Buttigieg all dropped out. Like that. And we're like, why? Joe Biden didn't win nothing. He made a deal with, what, South Carolina? He wasn't winning anything. He had no support. And for some reason, everybody who maybe would have had a chance dropped out right before the Iowa caucus. And everybody pivoted to Joe Biden. It's, in my opinion, because they knew of his cognitive abilities and they knew that he could be controlled and managed and that the plan would be able to be put in place. That, to me, if that is what happened, is treasonous. It's a coup. It's everything they've threatened the American people saying that Donald Trump would do. They were doing it while they were lying about it. And Whoopi Goldberg's like, I just can't believe the media would do something like this. Shut up! And I like Whoopi. Except for that, I like, what's her name in Ghost?
I don't know. Guinan is the only one I know.
Something Brown.
Well, Murphy.
Don't remember. Murphy Brown.
I don't think she's Murphy Brown. Let's take a quick break. The YouTube live chat poll results when we come back. But you got to hustle up and vote. How should the House GOP handle the big, beautiful bill? They should pass Trump's bill. You want them to fight for salt relief, fight for more cuts, scrap the whole thing. Annie Fry YouTube channel. Back in a minute.
Hell no. Yeah.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
I don't even know if I can interrupt you.
Well, you can now because that's pretty much all I know.
Feel in the moment. Man, there's just some things, if you tune into the YouTube, you just get to experience. I want to play this clip for you before we go. It's super short, but it is adorable. We played a little bit of this yesterday while it was happening. The press team in the White House brought kids in. It was Bring Your Kids to Work Day.
Okay, let's hear it.
What's the president's religion?
What's the president's religion? The president is a Christian, and he believes in Jesus.
Okay, let's. Oh, isn't that adorable? Oh, that's so cute. That is a cute girl. I love that.
If you haven't watched the full thing, you need to.
Yeah,
you
said it.
It was hilarious. It was so cute, so funny. The questions were so innocent. And Carolyn Leavitt did an amazing job.
She just does not.
And her baby was there.
Yeah, she's 27. She is doing a great job.
It makes me wonder what I'm doing with my life.
Hey, easy.
You're not 27 yet.
Easy.
God, that's the expectation for 27? Holy cow.
Yeah,
so
it is.
Everybody, you're the associate producer for the Mark Green Show. we're happy to have you. We know that bigger, brighter things are probably on your horizon, and I never, ever want to hear that, but I do at the same time. The YouTube live chat poll, let's go around the room real quick here before we wrap. Are we 56 or 57?
57.
How should House GOP handle the big, beautiful bill? Pass Trump's bill, fight for the salt relief, fight for more cuts, or scrap it? Brad, your thoughts on this real quick?
Pass Trump's bill. This is a really good bill. It's probably as good as you're going to get. Take the win. Move on.
Brian?
I like aspects of this bill. Fight, fight, fight for more cuts. What are you doing?
I tried it. Well, you see, Ethan and I have like a last segment thing.
Uh-huh.
I put a poll question up. Everybody votes in it. He gives the results. And I always make eye contact with Ethan to be like, hey, you want to weigh in on this? And he was emphatically shaking his head, no.
The one time you weren't looking at me.
Well, no, I was looking at you. But then when I went to them, you weren't. It was just a misconnection.
Okay. It's okay. We're off day. It's okay.
You want to answer the question?
I just don't have enough knowledge on it to really give a fair answer. I put past Trump's bill on there, and I, you know, a little sneak peek at the answer.
Yeah.
I picked the favorite, but I don't really have much of an opinion on this. I thought you guys had great dialogue about it earlier, though.
Do you think, Brad, that it's going to pass before Saturday.
I do. I think it'll pass the House before Saturday. I think they're really close.
Ryan, will you cry when it passes before Saturday?
Yes.
Like a little baby in the corner.
Yes, I'll be yelling about it all weekend on Wiggins America.
Chip Roy, why did you let me down?
No, Chip Roy's not going to let me down. It's everybody else. So tune in this weekend and hear me screaming.
Nice.
Yes.
Sorry, I just like making that noise.
Where did that come from?
Ethan hit us with the...
Yeah.
Fortunately, it's my turn to take over here. 254 votes on today's YouTube live chat poll. How should House GOP handle the big, beautiful bill? As I teased just a moment ago, the large majority of you have picked pass Trump's bill. 77% to be exact. 4% saying fight for the SALT relief. 15% saying fight for more cuts, and 4% saying to scrap the whole thing.
Ryan, I want you to go to Johnny Brock's. I want you to get a costume of a very large man, and I want you to walk around town with a sign that says, Big Beautiful Bill. And I just want you to say, hi, I'm Bill. And see if people support you. The Mark Reardon Show was something better than that. In a minute, don't go away.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.